time to talk about law enforcement and crime with the director of Miami-Dade Police Department, Freddie Ramirez. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at MDPD_director. Good morning to you, Freddie. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Jimmy. How are you doing?
Doing pretty well, thanks. Your officers may have helped prevent potentially sad or worse story when they arrested a young man who appears to have been impersonating an officer on a high school campus. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, actually, this is a school board case, and we have a great relationship with the school board police, Chief Lopez. When that information came in, they took charge of that investigation. And really, the crux of it is what's important is that you see something suspicious, you got to call it in. You see a child walking around, looks like a firearm or impersonating a police officer, that needs to be called in so we can avert a tragedy and also get help to that young man. And here at Miami-Dade, we take school safety very serious, and we appreciate that relationship we have. And takes the public to help us all together keep our community safe.
Yeah, it sure does. Speaking of that, you're asking for the public's help for information leading to the finding of the person or people responsible for the killing of a 21-year-old Gabriel Hernandez. Tell us about this case.
Yeah, very tragic. Happened 8 years ago, and it just shows our Homicide Bureau never gives up on these cases. The family's still suffering. We had a family plea to reach out to get information. This young man walked out outside of his house to answer the phone. Minutes later, he was gunned down. We didn't have many witnesses to this date, so we're calling for the public, 305-471-TIPS. Any information, please provide it. Our homicide detectives are dedicated to bring closure to the family and bring this subject to justice.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. An incredible honor this week for one of your employees. Let's get the good news. Rebecca Sanchez. Tell us what she does and what she was given this award for.
She's one of our great dispatchers. We work really hard keeping our first responders safe. On that day, it was a day where there was a shooting right in front of our headquarters. It was a workplace violence situation, which resulted in a Doral officer being shot. She kept calm, cool, collected, got the resources in place. Coordinated our first responders to show up in the area. We were able to neutralize the subject and avert any other violence in our community. And I thank her for that. And the Florida Sheriff's Association honored her as well. And she just represents the great dispatchers that we have here. And we're extremely proud of her.
Oh, nice, nice. Finally, this week you had a visit and spent some time with the Deputy Superintendent of the New Orleans Police Department. Tell us what that was all about and what you both learned.
Absolutely. That's part of the Major City Chiefs Executive Leadership Program. I was in the first one 8 years ago with Chief Flynn in Milwaukee. And what it is that he comes here and gets to see how we handle things, the police culture here, my position in terms of decision-making, communicating with the community. So it takes you out of your silo of the city you're at, and you get to see another city, you get ideas. And it's a great component. It helped me a lot as I moved up the ranks. And Chief Goodley's going to make a great chief one day. He loved our community, had a great time here, and it's an honor to be able to host a fellow police department, especially one of the Louisiana here. So that's what's great about law enforcement.
Yeah, New Orleans is a difficult place in some regards. Too many people having too good of a time sometimes do dumb stuff. But
yeah, I'm glad. Tell me the stories. Yes.
Yeah, I'll bet you can see him sometimes when you go to New Orleans if you. Enjoy that city that I do very, very much. Boy, there's some crazy stuff going on. Hey, Freddie, our thanks to you and to all your men and women for keeping us safe every day. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Have a great weekend, Jimmy, and stay warm.
You too.